Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. The previous Mishneh had told us about the items in Halacha that need a court of 23, which we call a Sanhedrin Katana, one of the small Sanhedrin. Our Mishneh will address items that need the Sanhedrin Gedola, that requires the senior Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of 71. The Mishneh tells us, Ein Danin Lo Asa Shevet, you cannot judge, not a Shevet, meaning an entire tribe, Lois Nevi'a Sheker, and not a false prophet, Lois Kohen Gadol, and not the Kohen Gadol, Ella Alpi Bezdin Shel Shivim Be'echad, only by the say-so of the Bezdin of 71, the Supreme Court. Now, each one of these, Lois HaShevet, is referring to, as we mentioned, an entire tribe that can't be tried by, if, let's say, they all worshipped Avodah Zarah, the all of them, or even the majority of them, they did it on purpose. They can't be judged in a regular court of 23, as a regular Oved Avodah Zarah, a worshipper of Avodah Zarah would be, but rather they need to be addressed in the Beis Din of Shivim Be'echad. And the same thing is true of a Nevi HaSheker, a false prophet who claims to have a prophecy, and he's not true with the prophecy, below, and not a Kohen Gadol. Now, this idea of a Kohen Gadol is exclusive to when it's a capital issue of a Kohen Gadol, to put him to death. But if it was an issue of, let's say, Dinei Mamonos, just a monetary issue, then the Kohen Gadol is like every other person, can be judged by even by court of three. The Mishnah continues, "In Motzian L'Machemes HaRashus El Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad." You cannot take out the army for a voluntary war, a war that is not a Mechamas Mitzvah, a war that's just in order to be able to create conquest on behalf of the government or the king. That type of war needs the say-so and the agreement of the Supreme Court in order for the king to proceed. The commission says, "Ein Mosifin Ala Irv Ala Azaros Ella Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad." There's an ability to expand the size of Yerushalayim, which has carries with it various halachos. So certain things can only be eaten within Yerushalayim, so it makes a halachic difference exactly where the boundaries of Yerushalayim are, and you're allowed to add on to it. And you're also allowed to add on to the Azara. You can also add on to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which also has an impact on halacha and certain things that can be eaten, and only certain people can go in there. Now, that halacha of expansion, and there's a whole process for that, cannot be done by El Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad, only by the say-so of the Beis Din of Shivim Be'echad. Then, in addition to the Sanhedrin, there are other requirements as well, which are not mentioned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein osin sanhedroyos lashvatim." You are not allowed to appoint smaller courts for the various tribes. El Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad. Again, that needs the say-so of the 71. Additionally, "Ein osin ir hanidachas El Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad." An ir hanidachas, which is a city where the majority of the inhabitants have worshipped Avodah Zarah, and needs to be put to death and the city destroyed, that needs to be done only by a Beis Din of 71. Some additional points about Ir HaNidachas come at the end of our Mishnah. In Osin Ir HaNidachas Basvar, you cannot make an Ir HaNidachas near the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, near the board of Eretz Yisrael, because since the city needs to be destroyed and needs to be obliterated, we're afraid that the enemies of the Jewish people who might be near the borders might use that as an opportunity to attack when they know it's being destroyed, when the areas of Eretz Yisrael being destroyed. V'lo shalosh, also Mishnah says, you cannot make three arei nidachas. You can't make three cities when they are somewhat close to each other. Avol osin achas oshtayim, but you can make one or two. And the Gemara brings a brisa that explains what does it mean, one or two. It means that you can't make, in all of Eretz Yisrael, you can't make three cities, Ir HaNidachas. However, you could make two, let's say one in Yehuda and one in Galil, in two separate areas. But two in Yehuda and two in Galil, you can't. And near the border, as we mentioned earlier, even one you can't do. So that's the meaning of those ideas of you can't do it basvar and not three, and not one or two, depending, each one has a different application. You can't do on the border, that's the one. Can't do three, all of Eretz Yisrael. Two, you can't do if both are in the same area of Eretz Yisrael.